All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseball's the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Ta-da. Come on, Dorothy. Don't you carry nothing? That might be a low. Come on.
Here it is. Come on down. Ease on down. Ease on down the road.
Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Don't you carry nothing but my feeling low. Come on. Ease on down. Ease on.
What? The show has taken a turn.
What do you mean?
For the worse.
We haven't even started.
The Wiz?
We have started.
Hey, I'll have you know, sir, that The Wiz is celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Ooh, delolly.
Of the film, that is. Because
sure.
Play was on before that. 30th anniversary.
All right.
Of The Wiz.
That's great.
We're celebrating along with The Wiz.
Maybe you're celebrating. I, however, not so celebratory.
Look, you have to celebrate a classic American piece of literature transformed into an urban, let's face it, black fairy tale. How can you not appreciate that?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I just think it's, sure, everyone on the planet hated the movie when it came out, and, you know, it kind of was not well received, and yet it's 30 years old, and people are still interested.
I guess.
To an extent.
And what is this, the third time it's been out on DVD now?
No, second.
It was only the second?
Yeah.
I thought there was a regular edition, special edition, and now this edition.
I don't believe so. This is the 30th anniversary edition, which includes a DVD and a music CD, which features tracks from the original soundtrack.
Wow.
8 tracks. Not all of the music. The Lena Horne piece that everyone likes, You've Got to Believe in Yourself, I think
right.
is the name of it. That is not included. It's a kind of a interesting omission, I thought, but
maybe
8
Lena
tracks.
Horne didn't want it in there.
Lena Horne's dead, so
well, maybe her estate
didn't want it in there.
Yeah,
I suspect that they don't own that.
All right, I'm just saying.
8 tracks on the music CD, and of course, the film, the DVD features a digitally remastered for optimum picture quality, 5.1 surround, and Wiz On Down the Road featurette. Theatrical trailer.
Now, yeah, Wiz On nice Down package. The Road. Am I the only person that thinks this sounds kind of like an adult film, perhaps?
No. No, it's not Wiz On Down the Road. It's not a fucking German movie.
That's what it sounds like a little bit.
I just want to, you know, bring to everyone's attention Diana Ross, of course, Michael Jackson, Nipsey Russell, Mabel King as the Witch of the West. She has a great song. I don't think that's on the... No.
Well, look.
No Bad News is not on the music CD soundtrack.
While we're talking about things that make us sad, it would be remiss of us not to mention that Roy Scheider passed away.
Wait a minute. The Wiz does not make me sad. I like The Wiz.
Okay.
I thought it's visually stunning, if
All
not
right.
really bizarre and strange.
You're visually stunning.
When I was a senior in high school, the play was The Wiz, and I hated everyone in it. And end of story. So I guess I hate The Wiz.
So there you go. 2-1.
That said, I don't remember the show being very bad, however. They were all very good. I just hated everyone in it.
You were full of
Did
hate.
Did I say that?
You were full of hatred in high school.
A lot
it
less
was
hatred.
It was the creatine.
I was going to say it was the roids.
Not roids.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a bad word.
I'm sorry.
What?
Do you have to testify
were we saying,
in front of a
what were we saying about Roy Scheider?
Hearing?
Testify!
Roy Scheider passed away this
I
past
know.
Week.
That's terrible.
At the ripe old age of 75.
I can't believe he was 75. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I didn't think that he was actually that old. I thought for some reason he was younger than that. But
all the pictures I see of him, he looks like he's about 30.
It's because everything's from Jaws.
Hey, now we should say that the man had a greater career than just Jaws.
He did
do Sequest.
Oh,
at least,
my God.
Like the first season or two of that show.
He did do Sequest.
He also did other things. He did All That Jazz, where he played Bob Fosse-ish type character. And he also was it The French Lieutenant's Woman? Was that the one? Gene Hackman?
I don't know. It might have been.
Don't you have anything in your news?
No, I just have that he passed away. He's dead. what else do you need to know?
You could say pretty much anything. I'll believe you.
Yeah, really. He was nominated for Academy Awards for things. I mean, the man had a decent career. And moreover, a little bit of inside news. Roy Scheider went to my high school.
Really?
Yep. Not at the same time as me, obviously. But he went to my high school. Was the first inductee into the Columbia High School Hall of Fame.
Wow. Bruce Willis went to my college. You don't see me bragging.
Yeah, because who would?
Bill Bellamy went to Seton Hall Prep.
There you go.
Lolly.
They hate him there.
Do they really?
Yeah, because...
Wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I hate him, but...
Well,
you know.
Yeah. OG hates him, but that's for purely racial reasons.
See, that's not true.
What else do we have in the news, gentlemen?
Another passing.
Well, hold on. Before we go on, we should say that tonight is going to be all about the news because one sucker Starman pulled a I'm Sick... and ruined our second segment for the evening.
He called me and he left me a voicemail and I was very touched. It kind of sounded like when you have to call out from school.
Oh, really, did it?
He was like,
he better have a note from his fucking doctor when he shows up here next week.
Well, he promised he would be here next week.
Hold my breath, waiting. I knew he couldn't. I knew he wouldn't stand up to the challenge. I just knew it.
Now, see, I'm now he sick. Says he's got it all.
I can't make it. I'm sick.
That's terrible. Maybe he's legitimately ill.
Bullshit.
See you next week, Starman.
You know who else was ill? Steve Gerber.
The guy that created Howard the Duck?
Along with many other things. In the 80s, he wrote for Dungeons & Dragons, Transformers, Star Trek The Next Generation, G.I. Joe, and Thunder the Barbarian, which he created.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
So he passed away this week as well of pulmonary fibrosis.
Oh, that's a bad one.
He was 60.
Wow, that stinks.
Yeah.
The creator of Thunder the Barbarian? That was the angle you should have... captured my attention with.
I'm sorry. I thought Howard the Duck would really,
no,
really, really.
Thundar the Barbarian.
I was saving Thundar.
And he wrote for that other show that I enjoyed.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
Not so much that.
Transformers?
No.
G.I. Joe?
Not at all. Not
I'm
at
interested
all.
To see what episodes of G.I. Joe he's written. I'll look that up later.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not interested enough to look it up right
no?
now.
No. Well, we could stick with G.I. Joe news. We have some this week.
Well, there's a complete and utter ban on product... review this week.
There is a complete and utter ban.
Utter ban on product review this week.
So we're not going to review any product, but we may talk about some licensing.
Well, yes, we will talk about some licensing, okay. But we're not going to be talking about any 3D product, I should say, because, of course, we'll give a couple of things, DVDs, comics, and a great book that I think everybody should pick up.
Are we being sanctioned?
No.
Or under some kind of decree?
No. You know, we've done so much product review in the last couple of weeks that... OG and I felt that a moratorium was necessary on it. And of course, there was nothing from DC Direct this week. So actually, that's not even true. There was stuff from DC Direct this week, the brand new wave of Mini Mates.
In that case, I've just decided there is a moratorium on product review. Gentlemen,
all right,
there you
make
go.
Yourselves aware.
Fantastic has decreed.
So let's go with G.I. Joe then.
Okay, let's go with G.I. Joe.
Let's talk about licensing.
Okay.
Sideshow picked up a license.
I heard that.
To do... collectibles from G.I. Joe.
Uh-huh. Now, is it G.I. Joe the movie or G.I. Joe the franchise?
I believe it is G.I. Joe the franchise.
Shane okay. Douglas,
they are going
the
to make more announcements, and we'll hear more about it this coming week. Part of their online Toy Fair extravaganza.
Right, Sideshow not attending Toy Fair this year.
Well, this is related to that video intro that you sent me a link to
it is,
last
yes.
week.
Right. You can probably check that out still over at SideshowToy.com.
Correct.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with G.I. Joe. Now, they have done military figures since the company's inception.
Sure.
And there was a lot of them in the product archive.
Yes.
That recently was restacked, if you will.
So we don't have any more details on it, though, what they'll actually be making?
No, I think we'll find all of that out this weekend, this coming weekend, as part of their Toy Fair weekend. I think they wanted to just get the teaser out there and kind of get you excited. So we'll report back next week.
I'm teased. I'm excited to find out what they're making. I watched that video probably about 8 times in a row.
Right.
Because I was excited and I enjoyed it. The video itself was good. I wouldn't say it's great, but it was good. And I watched it 8 times in a row. And then about the 9th time, I got sick of it.
Around all right, well, the 16th
time. But did you, in your 8 or 9 times, did you get a feel for any characters that you think that they might produce?
Oh, well, they do show characters.
Yeah.
I mean, off my head, I do remember seeing Scarlet. I think there's a Duke. There's
Scarlet,
maybe a Gung-Ho
Duke,
or something like that in there. But if you watch it, you can clearly recognize who the characters are. I was just so excited. I watched it so many times, I remembered the dialogue through the video.
Well, let's be honest.
If
there isn't a Storm Shadow or a Snake Eyes, you're out of the game.
No, you know, I'm more excited about the straight up military fatigue wearing themed characters than I am about.
You mean before the movie comes out?
Yeah, whatever.
When all that will go away.
I don't care. I don't care when it happens. You think the movie's going to be that ninja centric?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Cobra Commander.
Who is that guy?
Did you see 10 Things I Hate About You?
I did.
He's the kid.
He's the kid who's in love with the sister who sets up the whole thing. What else? Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah.
Okay, who was he in that?
He was the kid in Third Rock from the Sun.
The kid?
Yeah. The kind of the dark-haired,
yeah, with the like long
kid, yeah.
Shaggy haircut?
That one. He just did some military movie, too. I don't remember what the name. Maybe it's not military. Some movie where he was trying to break out of the I'm the kid from Third Rock from
the
Sun.
All right. I'm very scared as to how the actual movie's going to turn out, but I am excited for the sideshow figures. So.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about Destro then real quick?
Okay.
There's been a recasting of Destro.
Uh-oh.
His face?
Well, no. Yeah, his face, exactly. The original actor, David Murray, who was going to star in the film as the Scottish arms dealer Destro.
All right, at least they kind of have that partially right.
Partially right.
Well, he's an arms dealer? That part's correct.
Yes.
Is he Scottish?
No,
he didn't
from...
really have an accent other than gravelly angry.
Yeah.
Cobra Commander. No, he's like, I forget where he's from.
Actually,
it's,
Middle Eastern, maybe.
No, it's
like that.
It's really? Sylvania. He's got a castle in one of the Sylvanias.
Oh, it's Latveria.
Lithuania.
It's where apparently everybody from there wears masks.
No, that this one I have to look up. I have to figure this one out. I don't think it's Latveria, and it's not. It's also not Sierra Gordo, which is one of the fake islands that Cobra uses as a hideout.
Oh, God. Well, anyway, David Murray, the person who was going to originally play him, apparently had problems getting into the U.S. with a work visa. It didn't come through in time. So
Oops.
Rather than wait for the visa to come through and the paperwork to come through, they just recast him.
And who got it?
Christopher Eccleston, who, if you watch...
Eccleston.
Yeah, if you watch Heroes, he was Claude. On Heroes. The Invisible Man that taught Peter how
that
to
was,
really control his powers.
Yeah, he was the last Doctor Who.
Yes.
Before the current one.
Correct.
Wow, that guy's Destro?
That guy's going to be Destro.
That's interesting. That guy's all right.
That guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
So he could be a good Destro.
Except that he has terrible Doctor Who roots. Other than that, he's fine.
Well, you know, not everybody's perfect. Some of the better news that we've heard so far surrounding that movie.
Let's talk about some books that came out this week.
Sure.
In the comic realm, some books that we'd like you to check out. We continue to tell you about books that we think that you should be checking out. This is Red 5 Comics' Atomic Robo. This is number 5 of the 6-issue series. Now, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it now. The guys All right. who do Red 5 Comics are the guys that did Troopers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
That short Star Wars film that was kind of like Cops.
Spoof on Cops.
Right. Their book, Atomic Robo, I think is really good and is worth you checking out. DC's Simon Dark, number 5, has come out. This book is really picking up. Steve Niles and Scott Hampton are bringing us this kind of alternate Gotham vigilante, if you will. He's a bit darker. Get it? Because that's because, and he's a bit more extreme than Gotham's typical vigilante. It's a really good book. I really think everybody should check it out. Friday the 13th, Badland number 2 continues that story and finishes it. It's a 2-issue miniseries from Wildstorm. I like that Wildstorm is continuing to do Friday the 13th because this is like the 4th company, I think, That's done Friday the 13th comics, and I think they're really doing a bang-up job. Countdown to Final Crisis number 11. We are only 11 more weeks away, or 10 weeks away, from this great catastrophe that's coming to DC. I don't know how it's all going to end up, but you'll hear about it here.
In 10 weeks.
On Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode 100. This is 92. We didn't even say that.
I know. We're coming on 2 years. Next month will be 2 years.
Is that right? Wow.
It was March 14th, 21st.
I don't know. Fantastic probably knows. Fantastic.
First episode.
The exact date is, I have no idea.
Ah, of course. And speaking of our anniversaries and so on and so forth, don't forget to check us out live.
That's right.
On XM Satellite Radio, March the 1st, where we will present 3 hours of thrilling, make-funnable entertainment.
Well, make-funnable is right.
And speaking of make-funnable, I picked up this little ditty, The Shatner Show.
Okay, now what is The Shatner
Show? Okay, The Shatner Show is a hardcover book full of illustrations.
Okay.
Of William Shatner. You can go to theshatnershow.com to check it out. It's basically all different sorts of artistic renditions of William Shatner in his various character roles and by pop artists and fine artists, and it's really kind of incredible. They have a variety of media in here. In other words, there's paintings, there's some sculpture, there's some Lego.
Nice.
Yep. There's some Lego Shatners in here. It's kind of a stamp on the fact that William Shatner, in all his many, Lord, many years, has really affected kind of our culture.
Is there a painting, sculpture, Lego of William Shatner as an orc shaman, perhaps, in there?
No, there was nothing related to World of Warcraft in
here. That would have been funny.
I wanted to read to you just a quote that's right inside the book. It says, sure. This is from William Shatner. Quote, we were basically one and the same, although Jim Kirk was just about perfect. And, of course, I am perfect.
So there it is.
So there it is. The Shatner Show contains, I mean, it's literally, it's got to be like 50 artists in this book.
It's very nice.
Yeah, and they're really kind of wacky pop art, some of them more creative. Stuff about T.J. Hooker.
Oh, man.
And all his various roles and things Boston are represented.
Legal.
Boston, yeah, Boston Legal stuff, Twilight Zone stuff, the whole...
Any free enterprise stuff?
I didn't see any free enterprise, but the whole singing on TV thing, the Rocket Man that. I mean, it's a fascinating look at Shatner as a muse for these artists.
Well, that certainly is pop culture at its finest. So
certainly.
Let's talk about Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
They're making a movie again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Another movie.
It's a restart to the franchise.
Oh, here we go again.
So it's not the third part in the original two.
How many movies did they make before?
Two. There was Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat Annihilation, I believe.
Right,
was
the and there was a TV.
Wasn't there?
And there
TV
was a TV
show?
Series as well.
Right, which was very bad.
Which was terrible. Yet I did watch several episodes. So go figure.
Who was what was the name of the girl in green?
Sonya.
Sonya was played by Bridget.
Brigitte Nielsen?
No, not Brigitte Nielsen. Bridget, somebody who's very hot. You're probably looking at her right now if you are checking us out on your iPod or watching us in some way that you get to see the pictures that accompany each and every episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Bridgette, I don't know. I remember last
name. All right.
But she's hot. Just wanted to say that.
Well, we like hot.
Well, what about the movie?
We don't know a lot about it yet other than the director, who is the same director that directed the film Into the Sun. His name is just Mink.
Mick?
Mink. M-I-N-K. One name director, Mink.
What does he look like? Mink, never heard of Into the Sun.
What does he look like?
I have no idea what he looks like.
Furry little rodent?
What I do know, though...
How are you supposed to find this guy?
I don't know. What I do know is that no casting has been done yet. So all of the rumors circulating online that Christopher Lambert will return or reprise his role as Raiden. Mm-hmm. Completely erroneous.
Hmm.
Incorrect.
I'd like him to return and recompromise his role in Highlander.
Oh,
no, I don't. No. I never want to see another Highlander film of any sort ever again.
Okay. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
First time I heard that guy act, it was more like he's making fun of someone else acting while he's acting. I really thought that it was a joke. I laughed aloud. And then he grew on me. I didn't mind him as Raiden.
You know, Kung Fu, right?
Dude, Highlander is one of the greatest films ever, and they should have listened to the catch line. There can be only one. There should have been only one. There shouldn't have been terrible sequels, an awful TV show, and a bad cartoon.
That old gag.
It was awful.
Mortal Kombat should follow the same guidance because they keep coming out with games, and although they put more content in the games, they just get worse and worse, more watered down. A reboot to the series, maybe something that the video games need.
Maybe.
As well.
Well, while we're talking about Strange, because certainly I think a Mortal Kombat reboot is strange, let's talk a little bit about Doctor Strange and the potential possible upcoming film version of Doctor Strange and who might direct it. One Guillermo del Toro.
Not going to happen.
I was going to say Mink.
Mink would be a very good option.
I was going to say McG, because that's the other director as one name.
No, Guillermo del Toro actually is expressing a lot of interest in it right now.
Uh-huh.
And he'd actually like to work with Neil Gaiman on the project as the screenwriter.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you know, he and Neil have been hanging out.
A lot.
And I think it's because my theory here is, and maybe you know something that I don't, is Guillermo going to produce the Death movie and Neil going to direct it?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah. Neil pretty much spent copious numbers of hours on the set to Hellboy 2.
Right.
Pretty much getting a feel for how that whole directing thing works.
Right.
And was under Guillermo's tutelage,
shall
we say, in anticipation of doing the Death film.
Well, that's interesting.
So that's certainly there. But Guillermo, very interested in doing Doctor Strange, would love to work with Neil Gaiman again, potentially as the screenwriter for the film. So there it is. And he might have a chance to do it, since, you know, there probably won't be a Hobbit movie.
Why won't there be a Hobbit movie? I thought this was all settled and done.
Oh, except that the Tolkien estate sued New Line Cinema.
Over the original. Over the original stuff.
Over the original films.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think as part of the lawsuit, they put a cease on The Hobbit.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're owed something like $70 million or something.
That'll get cleared up.
Redonkulous.
It'll get cleared up.
All right, maybe.
Let's talk about Mattel and their DC Universe Classics. Just want to give a quick peek into, we talked extensively last week about Mattel, so I just want to give a quick peek into, we got some emails asking if we knew anything about what was going to happen after Wave 1, and the answer is yes, we do.
Okay.
It's called Wave 2 and then Wave 3.
Great, thanks.
Included in Wave 2 is Firestorm.
All right.
Aquaman. Harley Quinn.
Hello.
Superman red or blue. We don't know which one of them. One of them, I think, is going to be a, kind of a chase, but we're not sure yet. And I hate that notion that it is, but there it is. And Black Manta rounds out the series. And then you put pieces together and you build Gorilla Grodd.
Okay.
Another nice build-a-figure, if you will. And Series 3, we're just starting to get word on Series 3. And some of the things we know about Series 3 right now is that Robin, Nightwing, Sinestro with a Sinestro Core Sinestro as a chase. That's the yellow-suited one. The regular Sinestro in the old blue and black is the regular one. Deathstroke will also have a chase figure. He will be unmasked. Green Lantern will also be in the line. And the Build-A-Figure will be Solomon Grundy.
Okay.
So, it's exciting stuff from Mattel. I'm really excited about these
figures. I like the last Solomon Grundy figure. We were just looking at him the other day.
From the JLU?
Yeah, is that what that was from?
Yeah,
from
the JLU. Let's talk about JLU.
All right, let's.
JLU has been temporarily put on hold.
Uh-oh.
However, it's coming back.
Well, that's good news.
And it's coming back. It's going to be called Justice League The Unlimited Edition. And what's going to happen is, that with the whole range of DC characters now at their fingertips. Mm-hmm. Mattel is now going to start giving us more characters, less Batman, Superman, Flash, Green Lantern variants.
Which we like.
Which we like. Figures like Blue Devil, and which kind of made its appearance, his appearance toward the end of the run. More obscure characters like that. Some of the new gods are being planned. And what's great about this, or not great, depending on what you think, this line is now going to be exclusive to Target.
Well, that is nice.
A collector's line exclusive to Target. Oh, and The Question also is one of the characters that they're going to be doing, which is very exciting. So yeah, so that's the JL, that's the JLU. Can I just say also, while we're talking about DC, because I want to get all my DC news, DC Direct celebrating its 10th anniversary is going to actually have convention-exclusive figures this summer.
All right.
They're starting a History of the DC Universe line.
That line looks very nice.
Based on the George Perez book of many, many moons ago. And yeah, it looks, not only does it look very nice, it looks like they're really going to start to hammer out a lot of those characters that we thought would never get done, including, my understanding, George Brewer said on this program, or he alluded to the fact that there would never be a Blue Devil action figure from DC Direct. There's going to be a Blue Devil action figure from DC Direct. So here's hoping that it's classic and not current, or at least classic, and then maybe current somewhere down the line, or variant or something. So all kinds of exciting things going on over at DC Direct for their 10th anniversary. We will keep you updated as to the events that as they happen.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the WWE.
Okay.
Let's start with the WWE and SmackDown.
All right.
No longer going to be on the CW.
Really?
After the 2007-2008 season, the CW is dumping SmackDown.
Uh-oh.
And there has been no announcement as to where SmackDown will go.
Oh, boy.
So, I guess that doesn't bode well for the WWE, or
doesn't maybe it bode well for CW? SmackDown.
I watched wrestling maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I couldn't get through it. I watched Triple H beat up on somebody. I didn't even know his name. They should just put it to sleep.
WWE?
It needs to go back to the Hammerstein Ballroom or some small venue. They need to concentrate on putting on good television, you know, storylines that you actually want to watch, not things that are just squashes by the same guy over and over, over and over. You want to see matches that end with a clear winner and a clear loser.
Right.
Not these schmoz jobs that they've been doing for the last 7 years.
Right.
It's time to do a reboot of the WWE. And they've tried to do drafts and things like that. But I mean, they just need to change the format, change the logo, change the announcers, change everything.
They need to bring in Mink.
They need to get rid of Triple H.
That ain't never going
to
happen.
I know. But that's really the downfall of the WWE.
That's very insightful of you to say.
I do actually have a piece of WWE news.
Okay.
Stephanie McMahon is pregnant again.
Aw.
That's what I heard.
Do it for the baby.
And apparently Aurora, who's their first child, is going to have a little brother or sister.
Aw.
That hasn't been officially announced yet, by the way.
All right. Well, how'd you find out?
I have sources.
Okay. So while the WWE title SmackDown may or may not be switching hands to a new home, the WWE figures will be moving to a new home starting in the year 2010.
Oh, boy. Jax did lose the license.
Jax did lose the license.
We had heard a rumor about this going back quite a bit, and who'd they lose it to?
Who do you think? Take a guess.
It can only be one of two companies.
Big in toys figures.
Hold on. Stop. I'm going to use logic to figure this out. Okay. It can only be one of two big companies.
All right.
It's either Hasbro or Mattel.
Okay.
Now, that said, Hasbro already had WWE in the 80s.
Right.
And I don't see them bouncing back to Hasbro. I'm going to go with Mattel.
Sorry, it's Diamond Select, and they're all going to be Mini-Mates.
Are they?
Jesus. It is the year of the Mini-Mate.
It is? No, it's 08. 07 was the year of the Mini-Mate.
Well, I don't know. New Toy Fair hasn't come yet. Until the new Toy Fair comes, it's the year of the Minimans.
That's this week, sir.
I know.
Who's making the WWE figures?
Mattel.
I
knew it. Ha.
All right.
Is there any news on it or just, they got it?
They pick up the license beginning in January of 2010. It's a multi-year licensing agreement. It is the master toy license, and it covers all global territories. In addition to action figures, Mattel will develop and market products in a whole variety of toy categories, such as action figures, accessories, playsets, games, puzzles, activity toys, plush products, RC vehicles, role-play products, etc.
Role-play products, belts and chairs.
Right. And
they'll produce a chair.
And with a little bit of luck, a barbed wire bat.
Ooh, nice.
All right, so my opinion on this. Mattel can make more non-action figure related WWE product than Jax can.
Okay.
So the license is switching hands.
That said, I
don't agree with it.
Okay.
But that's why I think it's happening.
I think it's because they do not have a long-term collector's line that has an infectious collector base that will keep buying the product over and over and over again, no matter what they put out. So let me give you an example. Hasbro has Star Wars.
Right.
Which has been years and years and decades even of collectability with a huge fan base. Mattel has nothing like that in boys anyway.
Right.
I mean, they have Barbie, but that's not boys category. I think they feel, I'm guessing here, I think they feel that the WWE license is probably one that they can maintain, have a big collector base with, and kind of have a collector's line of their own that goes back years and years, kind of a long-standing collector.
I understand Mattel's reasoning behind it.
Okay.
I don't fully understand WWE's reasoning behind it.
Money.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure Mattel offered more money than Jax, and that's it.
It's just a shame because while I certainly am a fan of Mattel, and I do love Mattel, I don't know that anybody can handle that line the way that Jax did.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be sad to see Jax go and lose his license.
That being said,
right,
Jax Pacific has picked up the TNA line.
Right. Right. Now, I did hear that. TNA, of course, for those of you that don't know, is kind of the other professional
total
wrestling.
Non-stop action.
Right. And it's owned by Jeff Jarrett's dad or something. Yeah, it's kind of all the guys that Vince doesn't want or has fired.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much. And Jax has picked that up, which is good for Jax because they'll still be making something. I hope they do as well with that as they did with WWE, although it's obviously it's not on the same par license-wise.
Right.
But we'll be excited to see what Jax does with it.
Certainly.
I don't know. I'm a little sad by the whole
thing. I'm very sad by it. I really do think that they were at a good home.
Yep.
With Mattel, and so I'm sad to see with Jax rather.
Yep. And on that sad note, why don't we take a break and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 92, News.
Welcome to the Nerd World Order!
Nerds are comic book readers, gamers, anime and manga fans, sci-fi and fantasy fans, action figure collectors, or anyone else that chooses to represent the nerd lifestyle. There has never been a clothing line for us to identify as our own, so the NWO was born.
The Nerd World Order is the clothing company for nerds, NERDZ.
A new breed of nerds.
A breed that's in your face.
A breed that's in control.
A breed that doesn't back down.
No dumbass phrases on NWO t-shirts. No fanboy art on NWO t-shirts. Just badass designs for a new breed of nerds.
Take one brief look at the Nerd World Order slogan, Nerds Rule! You have now begun the Nerd World Order experience.
Nerd World Order clothing is all about representing who we are.
Find the Nerd World Order at nerdzrule.com.
Go to nerdsrule.com now to enter to win a free NWO t-shirt.
Nerds rule!
Starfighter, you have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada.
Hey, this is Lance Guest from The Last Starfighter, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It'll be a slaughter!
That's the spirit!
Alright, we are back with episode 92 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. News.
We should call it Starman is a Big Sick Baby.
Aw, that's not nice. That's not nice.
I don't know, I'm debating now whether we should call it that.
I think that's very neat.
Starman screws the show.
You know, we would like for him to actually come back next week. Don't
Starman,
be so mean.
Starman is, quote, sick.
Oh,
quote.
He sounded very ill on the phone. I believe him.
I think Starman just didn't find out any information on Force Unleashed.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. But, you know, you're a negative Nancy and I'm not, and that's okay. Let's move on with the news.
Sure.
We have a lot.
Let's move on with the news because that's all we have, isn't it, Starman?
A lot of news.
Guess
who's going to be doing the voice of Kit in NBC's highly anticipated remake of Knight Rider?
I saw that picture. It's a like a Mustang now.
It is. It's a Ford Mustang, yes.
Right.
Well, guess who's going to be doing the voice?
I haven't a clue.
Val Kilmer.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen pictures of him recently?
He looks like a car.
Oof, he is fat.
Yes, we saw him. We saw him not too long ago at a convention.
He didn't seem that bloated in person.
Yes, but he's kind of not all there.
Right. Well, he is crazy.
Right.
And he will be doing the voice of Kit.
That's very interesting. Well, that's star power they've added to that vehicle. No pun intended.
Mike Judge has a new cartoon coming out.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
On ABC.
Uh huh.
It's a 13 episode run called The Good Life. And that's all I know about it.
Let's talk about Mike Judge cartoons for a minute. Mike Judge, of course, creator of Beavis and Butthead.
King of the Hill.
Humongous cartoon in the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. Obviously put the stamp on MTV animation as a viable feature for them. That said, his follow-up, King of the Hill, is still on TV.
Not only that, it does very well.
I don't get it.
Both on the air with its ratings and in DVD sales.
I don't get it. It's a pretty good show. Is it like the Midwest people are like, this is great? I mean, because I can't get through an episode.
Oh, I kind of like it. I don't watch it religiously, but I've seen a handful of episodes, and it's certainly funny and entertaining. I mean, Mike Judge himself is kind of an asshole, but...
Why is that?
Have you ever met Mike Judge?
No.
He's kind of an asshole.
Really?
Yeah, I met him at a con, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
He's kind of a jerk.
What did he do that was a jerky?
He was, people were asking him for, like, autographs and shit, and he wouldn't sign stuff, but he was sitting behind a table hawking his wares.
Oh, really?
He was kind of one of those, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't want anybody to take photos with him. I mean, maybe he's changed.
Didn't want to do, like, you know, real sketches for people. Just kind of if he could get away with outlifting the pen-up sketches. Didn't want to do a drop for this show. Didn't want to admit the fact that he used to draw Alpha Flight in the 80s when he was grounded and
I'll take
human.
Big Kev's complaints about Mike Mignola for 1,000, Alex.
It's hard to really meet him because you can't be in the same room with him in his head. So anyway, I understand your feelings about Mike Judge.
Maybe he's changed. Maybe my experience with him previously was just a bad one. Maybe I got him on a bad day.
Hey, let's also point out the fact that I had a big burr in my saddle about Howard Chaykin for years and years.
You did.
For the exact same reason. And then when I met Howard Chaykin 10 years later, he was a different guy.
He was a peach.
He was. Nice as pie. Did a sketch for me of American Flag. I was very happy with that.
You should be. It was a nice sketch.
But 10 years before.
That was a great little show.
10 years before, though, he was a douche. Wow. Telling me that comic book guys weren't artists or some rambling nonsense when I was just like, could you just do a little sketch for me? I don't even want something big. Just I asked if he signed my book, if he could just draw a little flag with it. That would have been fine. And I got this dissertation about artists and comic book artists and real artists. And I'm just... well, thankfully, that's past us. But I understand your feelings. What's not past us is Kotobukiya.
Okay.
Kotobukiya is really coming on wicked strong.
Well, they should.
Kotobukiya just announced that they have picked up Marvel Comics and movies as part of their lineup of products that they're going to be making.
Really?
Yes.
I'm pretty excited about that. I like the Kotobukiya.
They are going to be doing fine art busts and statues and all sorts of things for Marvel.
I want a statue.
Yeah, as well as they're going to be doing stuff related to the Iron Man movie, the new Incredible Hulk. Yeah, the new Incredible Hulk movie. The Artifact statues, which we've talked about in this program, most notably the Star Wars line. Some of the best Star Wars stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to be doing those for Marvel as well. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with that little license.
You know, speaking of the Incredible Hulk movie...
Wait, don't get too far ahead. If you're going to go off the topic of Kotobukiya, don't, because I got more.
Okay.
If you want to comment about
no.
How excited you are about Kotobukiya doing stuff from the new Incredible Hulk movie starring Edward Norton, I'll be happy to listen.
No.
I don't want you steering us in another direction.
I was going to change pace a little bit.
Before I have a chance to tell you that they will also be doing The Dark Knight.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I thought that was very interesting. 4 1/6 scale artifact statues and one artifacts theater piece, which I'm not exactly sure what that is, for The Dark Knight.
Wow.
Yeah. Two
Pretty
Batman,
excited about that.
At least two Batman and a Joker in the lineup. And one of them will include the pod, which is his new vehicle. There's a lot of stuff happening at Kotobukiya.
Okay.
Indiana Jones pieces. Have you seen those
look awesome.
Yet?
They those
look
I've
awesome.
Seen.
And of course, the Star Wars line continues unabated, as well as other projects. Kotobukiya putting out some quality stuff, sir.
Well, yeah, quality. They are known for the quality. Can I take a slight detour now?
Yes.
Have you seen that abomination toy?
Yeah.
Isn't it an abomination?
At least you grabbed the picture this time.
It's terrible.
Well, now, are you talking about the toy as a toy goes, or are you talking about the design of the character?
I'm talking about the character design.
Because the toy looked fine,
yeah.
But the design of the character...
looked like Swamp Thing.
Really? I didn't really feel Swamp Thing out of it. I felt more like a shredded person.
No.
He looked like his skin had been peeled off.
See, to me, it kind of looked like he was like woodsy or something.
Yeah, he didn't really look green.
Well, no, he was kind of brown.
Yeah. So that briny, patchy, greeny...
That's
yuck.
The character design for the Abomination?
I mean, guess.
I know you have to change it or... But...
I can see where someone would kitbash it into the Swamp Thing.
Green? Not even green?
I don't know.
I
don't be so upset.
I'm not upset. I'm just...
Because you're starting to put, you know, yourself in that position that you get...
I want to be very positive
about
this movie.
That's what I'm saying. Don't put yourself in that position where you're, you know... Where you're going to be really upset when the movie comes out and it's not good, because you know it has really big potential to not be good.
It does have a lot of potential to
It's a Marvel film. That said, Iron Man trailers look really great, but will Iron Man overall be a great film? Nobody knows. Ghost Rider trailers look great, too.
I don't know if I'd go that far. Ghost Rider trailers look palatable. The movie was nothing of the sort.
All right.
So.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
once you're getting your hopes up, and every time you see a little piece of something that turns you off, you're like, relax. Right. Let it happen.
Well, let's talk about some toys then that I am excited about.
All right.
How about Fraggle Rock?
Fraggle Rock what?
Toys.
Like action figures?
Well, I don't know about action figures, but figures nonetheless.
Okay.
We're talking about 3 to 4 inch figures that are being designed by Mind Style, which is a company.
Okay.
Be distributed through Dark Horse.
All right.
These figures will be blind boxed.
Oh, boy.
Which is a nail in the coffin, I think. Each figure is going to come on a base that has a different letter so that you can use them to spell things out. Now, I think this is silly. Originally, I thought this was kind of silly. Unless, of course, they do various letters per character, which is possible.
Okay.
The characters we're talking about in Wave 1, Gobo, Moki, Wembley, Boober, Red, Uncle Traveling Matt, The Trash Heap, Sprocket, King Gorg, The Doozers, and then a generic Fraggle.
And the letters are R, S, T, L, N, and E.
Excellent. So there you go.
I don't get that joke.
Vanna White as a doozer.
You don't get that joke?
No.
Those are the letters that they give you
in the
Wheel
final,
of Fortune.
In the final thing in Wheel of Fortune. Okay. R, S, T, L, N, and E.
They used to let you pick, but now they give you those.
Oh, now they just give you those?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dumb.
It's been like that for years.
No, but don't you still get to pick on top of that. I think you get one vowel and like two consonants or something
but
like
that. But they used to let you pick all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't? That's kind of dumb.
No.
You really should stop watching game shows. Fantastic.
What else, Matt?
So this is to celebrate the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, you want to deflect that away.
Of the series. Like I said, it will be distributed by Dark Horse. Mind Style is the company that's putting them out. So there you go.
Interesting.
I like the Doozer pieces that were out already.
That wasn't Mind Style.
No, that was Sababa.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, too.
3 or 4 years ago, I think?
Yeah, yeah. DVDs to check out.
Okay.
Gone Baby Gone.
All right.
Oscar nominated all over the place. The directorial debut of one Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Starring, surprisingly, his brother Casey Affleck.
Okay.
Michelle Monaghan, Morgan Freeman, Ed Harris. Great little mystery flick. You want to check it out. It's really, really getting a lot of great reviews. A little back closer to our genre. Blade the series, the complete series on DVD. As you may or may not know, there was a TV series made of Blade.
There was. It didn't last very long.
Wasn't
was it
very
House of
good
something? Right?
No, no, no. That was wasn't that like the premiere?
Oh, was that the premiere? Was
something?
That?
And which I assume is in here. I don't know. Unrated and never before seen footage too graphic for TV.
Uh-oh.
Includes all 13 action-packed episodes. I'm wondering now if that one that you're mentioning, The House of Whatever, is
in there?
Is in there.
Because that came out on DVD a couple months ago.
I know. That's kind of... I'm very curious now. I'll have to look. Blade, of course, is played by Sticky Fingers.
Is he?
Yes.
Ew.
Sticky Fingers. It's no wonder it didn't do good.
That's really the guy's name?
Oh, yeah. I'm not even making that up. Sticky Fingers.
Fingaz.
Fingaz. Whatever. Like it matters. It contains all the episodes. There's not much else to say about this. I mean, if you're a Blade fan, you're probably going to like it either way. It's one of those kind of things. But my understanding is that it wasn't too good. I never saw a single episode of the show, I'm kind of proud and embarrassed to say. So I am going to check it out, though,
okay.
Because... you know, got to take it for what it is.
You know, I've never seen a single episode of that show, but I do own Kindred the Embraced on DVD. So really, I should
exactly.
be ashamed anyway.
Exactly. And you've never seen a single episode of the original Star Trek, which
I've
embarrassed.
I've never said a single episode. I've seen a handful of episodes.
You're a liar. And finally, as we open the show with The Wiz, 30th anniversary, includes a DVD and a music CD featuring 8 tracks from the original soundtrack. The DVD is all new mastered, 5.1 surround, featurette, theatrical trailer. Not much really to it, all in all, but it's a nice anniversary to... and we're celebrating its anniversary tonight by using the Wiz music on our show.
Sure. Have you seen
the movie? To the ridicule of all.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen the movie No Country for Old Men?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
That was a piece of shit.
Did you see it?
I did.
When did you see it?
Actually, a friend of the show, Pervert Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Has a colleague.
Yes, yes, I know.
That got a screener.
Okay.
And I was invited over there the other day to watch it. And the first hour, first hour and 40 minutes of the movie, maybe hour and... hour and a half or so of the movie, something like that, was really good. And then it just became horseshit.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If you want to hear more of my opinion, you could check out his show. And I did a little bit of a commentary on the movie.
So you Benedict Arnold your way over to Flick?
I went over to Flick to promote our show and the XM show that we have upcoming.
Uh-huh.
And I did talk about No Country for Old Men.
How do I listen to Flick?
You can check it out at flickpodcast.com. That's F-L-I-C-K podcast.com.
The two of you are just a bunch of fucking rats.
I'm just saying that No Country for Old Men was horseshit. That's all I'm saying.
Rats.
I hated it. All right, but here's something
water,
I don't
Is there
hate.
Water coming into this ship or something?
Because yeah.
I see you rats are putting your heads up.
Hey, look, just because I went to go promote the show elsewhere
rats.
Doesn't make me a rat, sir. Let's talk about Discs of Tron.
Ooh, the video game?
Discs of Tron is a new game that's going to be released on Xbox Live tomorrow.
Wait, so it's going to be released on Xbox Live?
Correct.
Discs of Tron, like the arcade
No,
version,
according to the article that I read,
okay.
It is a new arcade game inspired by the film. Now, I don't know if it's based on the original Discs of Tron arcade game. Right, because that was the sit-down one, wasn't it?
It wasn't sit. It was a kind of a lean. What would you call that? Fantastic,
lean
like a lean cabinet.
Lean
it's a cabinet.
Back.
It's a cabinet that you could kind of put your butt on, but your feet were still on the floor, kind of. So you weren't actually sitting; you were sort of leaning.
Right.
That was the cabinet version. They had a standard version also. That cabinet version is high on my list.
I'm sure
of
is.
Video games that I would like to own one day. As is the original Tron video game
okay.
from Bally. Both of those on my list.
Well, in Discs of Tron for the Xbox Live Arcade, players will face off in a three-dimensional arena against the film's villain Sark as they throw discs to try to knock him off of a platform or derez him.
That is Discs of Tron. That's the arcade
game. The game includes
game.
Both a classic mode and an enhanced mode, which features high-definition graphics of the cityscape from the world of Tron.
Can I ask you a question?
And upgraded audio.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
What would classic mode indicate to you?
I don't know.
Wouldn't classic mode indicate to you that they are porting the game from something that already existed?
Could mean it's just kind of like a generic,
Fantastic.
Old school, retro.
Yeah, usually when they release games on Xbox Live Arcade, they include a classic mode of that game. So,
but that classic mode has to come from somewhere. Now, it's not Intellivision's Tron Deadly Discs.
No.
But the game that OG is describing is the arcade version
right,
of
right.
Discs of Tron.
Right.
So there you go. It'll be available on Xbox Live Arcade February 13th.
Now, fantastic. Let me ask you, because I know that you are the expert in this arena.
What?
I have an Xbox 360, as you know.
Yes, you do.
I do not have Xbox Live. I want Xbox Live Tron, Discs of Tron. How would I go about that?
Well, first of all, there's no reason for you not to have Xbox Live, and you do have Xbox Live. You just have a silver membership, which means that you cannot play games online.
Okay.
What you can do is put your credit card on your Xbox, purchase Microsoft points, and then buy Discs of Tron.
It's Discs of Tron.
This whole time, you guys have been saying discs? I don't think so.
I think we're right. So that's basically it. And then it kind of downloads into your machine. Now, what if, for example, my Xbox 360 blew up? Would I then be in some way credited when I got a new Xbox 360?
Are you actually asking pointed questions, or are you just busting
no,
my balls
I'm,
right
I'm
now?
No, I'm absolutely 100% serious. As you know, I have not been interested in setting up my Xbox Live, but now with this information about the Discs of Tron, it seems very attractive to me to set it up.
Well, I'm not busting your balls either, because this whole issue of you buying things and then your Xbox blowing up, like a lot of them have with the red rings of death, has been in the media recently. For some reason, there's been a spike in stories about what happens to your DRM, or digital rights management dead content that you've purchased, like videos,
right.
HD movies, things like that, downloaded to your Xbox. Right now, Microsoft doesn't really have an answer for people who purchase that content. It gets married to your Xbox, and then your Xbox dies. What happens? There's really no answer to that right now. It's probably like $8 or $10, so it's not much of a risk.
OG, did they give a price point for Tron discs?
They did not.
And if they did, they'd give it in points, in Microsoft points. And there is a known conversion rate, but
how much do Microsoft points cost?
I don't recall. It ends up being about $8 to $12, depending on the game. I think it's $8 to $10.
I got to have that game. I got to find out how to hook it up, and I got to have it.
Okay.
The weird thing is, though, they make you purchase the points in chunks, and then they arrange the products that you purchase in such a way that you get to purchase one product, and then you pretty much have to blow 200 points on utter crap like icons, or have to put more points in to purchase something else that's worthwhile.
It's so like ride tickets at the boardwalk.
Well, yeah, it's stacked against you. The deck is stacked.
They only sell them in books.
Wii is kind of the same way.
Oh, yeah?
Wii's online download game system is similar to that.
You have to purchase points. Right.
And like, you'll buy 400 points, but the average game is like 300 points. So now what do you do with the extra 100 points? You have to buy more points. They don't even give you the option to download icons or
how much
like
are those
that.
Points?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
I don't remember either, but I think those are 1-to-1.
Yeah, they might be 1-to-1.
So you can
but it doesn't matter how many points they are. It translates to dollars. So you pay money for it.
I gotta set that up. I gotta have that game.
Okay.
Just saying.
Let's talk a little bit about the World of Warcraft. Not the game. Not the MMO, I should say.
MOMO.
What we're talking about here is the announcement of the plans to release a miniatures game based on the popular MMO, riding on the coattails of the success of the trading card game that was out about 2 years ago.
Yes, I've heard about this.
So in fall of 2008... they are launching a...
Now, who's putting this? Is Blizzard putting this out?
UDE is the company. It's their debut in collectible miniatures.
Okay.
And I'm sure Blizzard is associated with somehow. I think, actually, it's Upper Deck. UDE might be Upper Deck's miniatures like branch, because Upper Deck was the company that put out the trading card game.
Right.
So there you go. So you'll expect a miniatures game in the near future.
And undoubtedly, there'll be some sort of secret codes to give the people playing the MMO incentive to go and buy the game.
I'm sure.
You know how pissed off I am about that? I can't have that little fucking monkey.
I'm sorry.
I can't have that monkey pet or that rocket chicken.
Okay.
Because we don't have those cards.
I know. I know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, sir. I'm very upset. That said... we are playing World of Warcraft.
We
play on the Kirin Tor server, Geek Stuff Guild over there. And come join us. I'm Blue Devil, BlueDevill. And OG is Light, LYYTE. And you can check us out over there. If you don't know what the World of Warcraft is, you never played, you wanted to give it a try, you can drop us an email. We'll send you a free trial. That's lovely. That's all I needed to get going, and OG as well. A couple of others who have joined us over there on the Kirin Tor server.
Pirates of the Caribbean. It has begun. The rumor mill.
Oh, boy.
A plot or a potential plot for the fourth film in the movie franchise. Which we knew may or may not happen. I mean, that I don't think it's much of a secret that something was happening. But this is the first kind of rumor on the horizon about a plot. The talk is that it's going to be a kind of buddy pick between Captain Jack Sparrow, Captain Barbossa, played by Johnny Depp and Jeffrey Rush, respectively. It would leave the characters of Will Turner and Elizabeth Swan, or Elizabeth Turner by the end of the trilogy, played by Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley, to the wayside. So as the third film wrapped up, we see Jack get on his little dinghy with a map to the Fountain of Youth. And Barbossa has been ripped off and he no longer has the map. And so I guess that the jumping off point would be the two of them getting back together in search of the Fountain of Youth.
Uh-huh.
So it's very early on. There's nothing definitive, but that's the first plot rumor going around. I don't think that that's far-fetched. I think if they were going to consider do a fourth movie, I think it would be smart to leave the characters of Will Turner and Elizabeth Swann to the side and focus more on...
Will Turner, but...
What did I say?
No, I'm saying maybe leave him behind, but I don't know. I don't know if Keira Knightley should be left behind.
Well, no, but, you know, the two are too closely related to do one without the other.
Just saying.
Okay.
She's hot. That's what I'm saying.
Let's talk about Star Wars, Clone Wars. We have two things here.
Yes.
First and foremost is there has been confirmation that the first three episodes of the new television series will be theatrically released in the United States as well as the UK. We had talked about 2 weeks ago, I think, or last week, that it was going to get a UK release in theaters.
Right.
And we said, well, you know, is there going to be a U.S. release? I think I said I expected that there might be. You said you didn't think so much.
And there will be, brought to you by Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And Mr. Fantastic suggested it would be great for us to host such an event. So we might have that opportunity come August of this year.
Really?
That being said, did we all watch the trailer?
I did.
I did.
I did.
And?
I
like it.
It's CGI.
Yeah. It is CGI.
It's
we knew
computer
that.
Computer generated image. I didn't really know. I don't really pay attention when you guys are talking most of the time.
Apparently.
So that was a surprise to me.
I think it was a little too crisp and clean, but I'm not going to discount
really?
It because
crisp
of
crisp and
that.
Clean?
Do you remember the I really liked the animation style that they originally went with. And while I understand why, or I don't agree with, but I understand why they've gone to CGI, I just don't like it as much.
I like the CGI, but I did say to Matt when we first got here, I thought it looked sparse, but crisp or clean is probably a better way to describe it. And I think what you see here is going to be the final artistic style.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can't imagine that really changing. So, yeah, it's cleaner than I would imagine.
To me, it looks good, but it still looks like, I mean, and again, it was only a trailer, but it still looks like the intro or the cinematic intro to a Star Wars video game.
Hmm.
That's still the feeling I get
from
it. It still doesn't feel like a whole show to me.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to see what happens. Will I be there to see the three-episode premiere in the movie theaters? Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
When I first heard about this, I was thinking more of a Final Fantasy Spirits Within quality of CGI.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking also.
This actually is a more of a take on the animated series Clone Wars made into computer graphics.
Right. Exactly. Which I have to say again, I want to stress that I really enjoyed the original Clone Wars shorts, and I don't I understand, but I don't agree with their intention here to go more modern and go 3D. I just think that was a bad choice.
Do you own the box set?
Of course.
Both
Can
of
I borrow
them.
That? No.
So there it is. So you can expect to see that in August, and then the television show will debut in the fall, and then sometime a year and time later, we'll get the live-action show.
Yes. The live-action show, I'm hoping, is really going to be banging.
I hope so, too. But I'm not holding my breath. I'm just hoping and praying.
And as news about the new live-action Star Wars show emerges, you'll be able to hear it first here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
You know what? That is true.
I know.
I think we should take another break.
I should. And we'll come back with Starman his segment on the Force Unleashed right
X-ray
after...
on the Tarman say.
Right after these messages.
Did you know that you can advertise with Big Kev's Geek Stuff and reach tens of thousands of people a day?
Actually, Kev, it's over 10,000 people a month.
And that your advertisement can be seen on our home site, BigKevsGeekStuff.com, by literally millions of people.
Not quite that much, Kev.
And did you know that we have advertising packages available for every budget, even if you got only a penny?
There's no penny advertising plans, Kev.
Do I know anything about advertising?
Not at all.
On this show? Well, maybe you should tell us more about it.
For more information on advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you can go to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link, or shoot us an email at BigKev'sGeekStuff@gmail.com.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Hey guys, this is Brian O'Halloran from Clerks, Clerks 2, Brutal Massacre, whole bunch of films.
Not even supposed to be here today.
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Listen, he's a geek. I'm a geek. I know this kind of stuff.
I'm not even supposed to be here today. You sound like an asshole.
And we are back with the wrap-up portion of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 92, news, news, news. What did we talk about tonight, Big Kev?
Justice League Unlimited from Mattel is going to expand when it returns into a collector's exclusive line at Target, featuring lots of DC characters you would never think to see in the animated style.
We talked about several deaths this week. Roy Scheider passed away. Steve Gerber passed away.
The creator of Thundar the Barbarian.
The creator of Thundar the Barbarian. The CW might be killing SmackDown, and maybe Mattel maybe might kill the WWE toy license. Just saying.
I don't know. I don't know about killing it. DC Direct celebrating its 10th anniversary with a new line based on George Perez's History of the DC Universe. They will have convention exclusives, a lot of interesting characters going to get their premiere, including Blue Devil in 6-inch DC Direct style, a figure they swore, more or less, that they would never do, and now they're doing it. And it's very exciting for DC Direct. Can't wait to see what else they got going on.
Guillermo del Toro likes things strange, and the Tolkien estate trying to put the kibosh on the Hobbit films.
Kotobukiya expanding their horizon from Star Wars and Halo and some other properties to great pieces from Indiana Jones, Marvel Comics and Marvel movies like Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk, as well as The Dark Knight. And it's very exciting stuff coming from the great folks at Kotobukiya.
Claude, the Invisible Man on Heroes, will be portraying Destro in the upcoming G.I. Joe film. And will Sideshow do G.I. Joe figures in their new Sideshow G.I. Joe license? Only time will tell.
A couple of comics to check out. Countdown to Final Crisis number 11 from DC. Atomic Robo number 5 from Red 5 Comics. Friday the 13th, Badland number 2 from Wildstorm. And of course, an increasingly popular favorite here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Simon Dark from DC issue 5. Really a great book.
Val Kilmer taking over the voice of Kit in the upcoming NBC Knight Rider film. And Mike Judge getting a new animated series on ABC, The Good Life.
The Shatner Show. Illustrations inspired by the life and career of William Shatner. In hardcover format, runs you about $30-odd. You can go to theshatnershow.com. It's just filled with wonderful artwork based on the muse of William Shatner.
Mind Style, along with Dark Horse, is bringing us The Fraggles this year. We're talking about a series of blind box figures with a $10 or less price point, celebrating the 25th anniversary of Fraggle Rock.
DVDs this week. You want to check out Gone Baby Gone, the directorial debut of Ben Affleck, featuring his brother Casey Affleck, Michelle Moynihan, Morgan Freeman, Ed Harris. Blade, the complete TV series on DVD, 13 episodes, unrated and revamped, that because they were too graphic for TV. So You can check that out if you're a Blade fan. And of course, tonight we are celebrating here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff the 30th anniversary of The Wiz. Two-disc anniversary edition includes one DVD and one music CD with 8 tracks from the original soundtrack. The Wiz, 30 years old this year.
Discs of Tron hits Xbox Live February 13th. And Upper Deck Entertainment brings us World of Warcraft, the miniatures game, this fall.
Mattel will continue to produce their DC Universe Classics line. Wave 2 and Wave 3 have been assigned and should be hitting us, any day now. Wave 2 includes Firestorm, Aquaman, Harley Quinn, Superman, Red and Blue, Black Manta, and you can build Gorilla Grodd. And, of course, the third fabulous line wave. Rumors are beginning about that wave. The Build-A-Figure will be Solomon Grundy, and you will get such characters as Robin, Nightwing, Green Lantern, couple of Sinestros, Deathstroke, and others. Very excited about this line.
Pirates 4 rumors starting to circulate. And what did you think about the Star Wars Clone Wars trailer? Let us know.
Yes, where can they check that out? Can we post the link?
I'll post the link online.
Okay,
when
good.
The episode.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear some people on that.
Yes,
and I think that's going to wrap it up.
That is going to wrap it up for tonight's episode, episode 92. Don't forget, you can check us out online at bigkevsgeekstuff.com or myspace.com/bigkevsgeekstuff. Let us know what you think about the show.
And if you're listening to us on iTunes, please go leave us a review. Subscribe to us in iTunes if you're not subscribed. Go over to Dig and dig us. Join us if you'd like to play WoW on the Kirin Tor server. Drop us a line. We'll send you a trial of that game. You can look for us on that server. OG is Light, L-Y-Y-T-E. I'm Blue Devil, B-L-U-E-D-E-V-I-L-L.
March 1st, you can check us out on XM Satellite Radio, channel 202,
yes.
From 9 p.m. to midnight, a 3-hour show.
Extravaganza.
So we hope you listen in. We hope you call in that night.
We hope we have
show
stuff.
Your support.
Hope we have people coming. There's a lot of hope involved.
Nah, we've got a good show planned so far.
That will be a very exciting
yes.
3-hour show. What are we forgetting? Oh, Starman, did you have anything?
Now. Starman will be with us next week to discuss Star Wars, The Force Unleashed.
I don't believe it. Fantastic. Do you have any final words for episode 92 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff? News, news, news.
Did you guys see the movie Juno?
Yeah.
Thundercats, home!
And on that note, we cue the music.
Take your dilemma, child.